This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast hosted by male interracial best friend duo. Solid week in Paradise. I wish we got more Blake Moynes. I'm still waiting on him to have his moment. I'm worried it's not going to come. I think the bowel movement to Blake Moynes ratio is off for my preference.
It's too much. It's too much. I don't think we need two episodes of poop.
Stunned that that's carrying over to next week.
I don't think we need... I just think that's... I think that's a one-episode storyline. I don't think this deserves a multiple-week thing. I'm not even telling you my opinion on the storyline.
Just the duration of it is too long.
That's too long for that gag storyline. Okay, but in regards to Blake Moynes, maybe is he matured a little bit? Old Blake Moynes on the beach? I don't think this is happening. I think he might have matured a little bit, unfortunately.
I know.
Also unfortunately.
Happens to us all, sadly.
Yeah.
Well, most of us anyway. Yeah, I just, the poop storyline, I would argue that it's actually not a gag storyline. They present it as a gag storyline.
I don't think it's a gag.
They play for jokes. It's the most serious thing to ever. It's much more serious than some of these relationship drama. They are acting like our big deal. This is a much bigger deal. This person could die.
This is very serious. But they're treating it like a gag, and it's lasting two episodes.
Well said. Anything else before we get into the episode?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I like the episode. I'm having a good time. I'll tell you that.
I like the episode.
So I guess I do have something to say.
Well, I like the episode too. I wish you say you're having a good time. I would prefer if the people on the beach had a good time. It seems like there's not a lot of fun being had.
There's a lot of fucking laying around.
AB, there's so much laying around. It's unbelievable.
Would you guys get up? Do something. Maybe they're just, the liquor's hitting these folks a little harder. Wells is making the drinks a little stiffer.
Make them do something. Force activity.
Rim, they're getting to, 6:30, and it's like everyone couple up and take naps. It's like, what the fuck are you guys doing here? Why are you all laying down? No one's talking.
Kylie and Avon, no one's talking. Kylie and Avon are like the hot new couple.
Yeah.
And then they cut to all these couples and they're just laying
around.
Just
laying.
And then Kylie's like, hey, you want to take a nap? And Avon's like, good nap. What am I watching here? It's like you go to the zoo and all the animals are napping. It's like, do something.
Hey.
Entertain us.
All of you get up and dance for us, please.
I want to throw a ball into the big day bed where they're all laying around. Play with this.
Hey.
The most fun anyone had was when Aaron was trying to loosen up Sam's fecal matter. That was the most game type thing we got.
You are right. This episode, there was no fun had on the beach. I can't even think of a thing anyone did. Yeah. Are y'all even working out anymore? Like, what's going on?
They don't even work out. Have you ever heard of a beach workout? Get pumped.
Have you ever heard of a beach workout in front of everyone?
Yeah.
Showing off? Have you ever heard of peacocking? Have any of you heard of peacocking?
Do you think maybe the format needs... We applauded the Hannah Brown thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. I watched a preview for next week. There's something called the Paradise Truth Box, which will shake things up.
Good.
Perhaps they need to introduce group dates more frequently or something to just force interaction and movement. Mm-hmm. I'm not even asking for Love Island games. I'm asking for movement. Move around.
Usually the cast on here is all looking for something. These people legitimately, I think, are just here to have a vacation. None of them are trying to show out here.
Mm-mm.
So if you got a cast like this, you have to start forcing things. You got to start doing some wacky group dates. Get people, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you do. Spin the bottle. Something.
Spin
anything.
The bottle. Spin the bottle. The get people kissing. Shit out of the bottle.
Get people kissing. Something. Get them up. Get the blood flowing. These people are dying here on this beach.
All right. Other than that, that's a solid episode.
Do something. Solid do anything. Season. Yeah, it's been a good season.
Aaron B?
Old Aaron.
Well, not yet.
Old white Aaron.
Aaron B is first. He's nervous that he is at risk now. Braden will feel good. Old Aaron. Yeah, old man Aaron. Ancient Aaron.
Younger, but acts older, Aaron. He physically has a feeling of the power being gone, which is an interesting way to put it.
He's a serious guy, Aaron. I think he may be overstating the... Well, Ancient Aaron runs down the connections. And I don't remember the scene, but I bet they were just fucking laying around, some of them with their eyes closed,
but
not sleeping.
Yeah, most of them were asleep. Most of them were just doing nothing.
Jess and Blake, Sam and himself, Aaron.
Let
Sean
me tell you if
Rachel.
I like the couple or not.
I was going to ask you that.
Let me quickly, as you run through this, I'm going to tell you if I like them and if I care about them.
I like Jess and Blake, but that's because Blake is involved, and I'm fine with Jess.
I like them. I like Jess. I like Blake.
Yeah.
I do care, and I like them.
Sam and Aaron.
Don't care. Don't like.
Poop Sam and Ancient Aaron.
The poop thing makes me like her more.
Yes.
But I still don't care about this couple. The thing at the end made me like old Aaron more too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I fully agree. Sean and Rachel.
Don't like, don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
Next.
Pete and Olivia. I still couldn't tell you who Pete is.
I like Olivia. I don't care about Pete. I do not care about this couple. I don't think it's a real couple.
I agree. I don't like Olivia.
I could see how she'd rub people the wrong way in her confessions.
I don't even like her takes. But I do. I am, having said that, I'm glad she's here because at least she is.
She's talking at least.
She's talking and she's making jokes and being funny. But every opinion she shares, I'm like, I disagree with that opinion.
I like when she's on my screen. So I like Olivia. Don't like Pete. Well, I don't care about Pete, and I don't care about that couple. Yeah. And I don't think it's a real
offense.
Couple.
Blanket no offense, as
no
usual.
No offense, of course.
Aaron and...
Black Aaron?
And Eliza. I wrote Olivia again on accent, so it took me a second.
This
Aaron
couple,
and Eliza. Yeah.
I like this couple, but I do not care about this couple.
Z's. Big Z's
They're
from this couple.
They put me to sleep. Yeah.
Aaron,
I had to look up if Eliza... For my pyramid, I had to look up if Eliza was still here, in fact.
Yeah, I believe you. Aaron is... not an electric personality.
No.
Eliza is terrified of putting a foot wrong. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're getting much out of them. I think like Aaron might propose at the end and we will have not seen any of them all season. Braden and Kat. At that point.
I like this couple. Probably my favorite couple.
Yeah.
On the beach. And I deeply care about this couple.
Well, no wonder you love this episode. Braden has it bad for Kat. Enter Big Hoss Tanner, the prototypical third-round pick tight end. And he's got a date card. He's here for Kat. If Kat's not interested, I'll settle for Jess.
Real quick, Rim. Peter, as Tanner walks in, he goes, Oh, it's Tanner from my season. Actually, no, pal,
on,
you didn't make it
brain.
Far enough. No, Rim, you have to make it. You have to make it a little further to describe it as your season. You should. He should have said whoever the leads was season. I don't even know what season was Peter on.
Charity.
He's like, oh, that was he was Charity Pilot Beat.
Very recent
second Pilot Beat. It just rubbed me the wrong way when he said from my season. Got to make it a little further before you describe it as my season. It should have been Charity season.
There is someone else on this cast who I believe has an even bigger, more unjustified ego. Find out who later in the episode.
Oh, that's from my season. We hung out. I was a big dog on that season.
Tanner doesn't remember you, pal.
No, Peter. Tanner doesn't know you. None of us know you, in fact.
Kat and Jess cannot hide their interest in Tanner. They are unable to wipe the smiles off their faces when he comes down because he's got...
You're beaming, Rim.
He's got the size. He's got the strength. He's got the height. He's got the hair. This is a handsome guy.
You don't... We do a good job, but most people as watching probably don't realize how short some of these people are because it's hard to tell on camera, and then how much it matters when the tall person comes out, and you can tell.
Yeah, that's just a fact.
Remember when Clayton was out there? It was like, holy shit, Clayton, size.
It was like that. It was noticeable.
That's kind of what it's like with Tanner.
Brayden is nervous about this development, so nervous that he's planning special events for Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner pulls Kat first. Who's with Brayden. Brayden and Tanner know each other from charity season. Tanner doesn't really throw dirt on his name, so to speak, but he does kind of sneeze near it, and a little bit of maybe his debris gets
adjacent?
On Brayden's name, if you will.
Brayden, he says, hating adjacent.
He says, oh yeah, Brayden's great. He's like a puppy dog. He's immature.
But if you're looking for a real relationship.
If you're looking for a real man.
Real man, real relationship, real tall man.
Yeah.
You know where to come.
That rubbed me the wrong way as a Brayden guy.
Yeah,
how about Tanner? Why don't you?
I noted here, Rim, these women are flirting with their eyes as Tanner's coming back and forth, trying to pick people to talk to. They are saying something with their eyes, okay?
They're fluttering.
They don't want the person that they're with to notice, but they are sending signals, okay?
Yeah.
To the tall man.
It's obvious.
Tall tan man.
Tanner chooses Kat.
Mm-hmm.
She was more than happy to accept it was his roast. She says, I've been thinking about this for days, actually, Tanner.
Jess, I noted, Jess said Tanner was the number one person she wanted to meet here. I believe Kat might have said something similar. Mm-hmm. Number one person.
Mm-hmm. The openness with which people are discussing their preseason rankings is, I think, a little change from past years. Brayden, people describe him as a puppy dog. He is. Because after Kat gets dressed for her date, he's waiting for her, like, by the door. Like, hey, hi, pretty girl. And she just walks, blows him off completely.
Breezes by him.
It was like he was not there. Truly invisible. I'm surprised she didn't pat his head. Like, I'll be back soon, buddy.
Do you think Kat should have pulled Brayden?
I don't care about this stuff. I think it's ridiculous people take the decorum on the beach.
Well,
they've been here for 36 hours total.
Let me answer
all
the
this
question
back and
then,
forth
Rim.
About like, well, what, did you pay enough respect? These aren't like, he's not Don Corleone. It's
Rim,
just, who cares?
There's got to be rules in places. We live in a society.
I don't
the
know
beach
if I would
is
count
the
this
same
as society.
Bachelor in Paradise has rules that you need to follow or things will go amok.
Sure.
Okay? One of those rules... In my opinion, if you've spent multiple days, multiple kiss sessions, you owe that person a talk pre-date. Those are the
understandable.
Rules.
Yeah.
I didn't make them. Well, I did, but
yeah.
But I'm just portraying what the rules are.
You didn't make them. I agree.
Out.
You didn't make these. This is what the
I didn't
rules
make that
be.
Rule. That, but that is the rule. Okay. So this was in bad taste, not pulling Brayden. I just think that. She just got a rose from him.
Sure.
They've been hanging out all... It's been 3 days now. Exclusive days. They were kissing, making out. These two are hot and heavy. A pre-date conversation is necessary for this couple.
And especially, we were taking what's going on under the surface of the pool with these two. Who These two were hot and heavy. I agree with that. I agree with that in theory. I guess what I'm trying to say is,
well, it's all silly, Rim. If you look,
if people are taking it a little too
serious. If you're doing like you're doing, I mean,
the whole thing's
dumb. Yeah, it's all silly.
The whole thing's dumb. I just think it's people are changing the way they feel about individuals. People on the beach are changing the way they feel about individuals and holding grudges for life. You want to talk about grudges? People, Olivia is still, I call Will T. Grizzly because Olivia keeps preying on his downfall and it's relentless. It's just a little, I mean, yeah, she probably, it would have been nice if she pulled him. I don't care that she didn't. I'm glad that she didn't because it gave us an episode of interesting conflict.
This went so far that everyone started to dislike Kat because everybody knew that Jess's number one was Tanner. Jess, the person that is in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
I say take relationship lightly, but Jess is with Blake Moynes. Everyone was, there were multiple scenes where they're talking about how Kat shouldn't have accepted the date, not because of Brayden, but because of Jess's number one.
What do you think about that logic?
No, I don't. I can't get with you there. I can't go that far.
Yeah.
Even I can't get that far.
Yeah, Olivia
Kat
was
can
like,
accept that rose or that date just fine. That's
she likes him
crazy.
Too. You like him for the same reasons. Yeah. Olivia said, well, if that were me, I wouldn't have. I can't believe someone did that. What is she supposed to say? No.
She's going to say no to the date? What are we doing? Yeah. See, that part was silly to me. The rest, she should have pulled Brayden.
Kat Tanner date. He pretends he knows horses. All it took was the short horseback ride from wherever they started to the beach for all of Kat's wildest dreams and hopes about Tanner to be confirmed. That's it. That's all she needed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that she built him up to be in her mind, he is.
It's coming true. He's as great as I thought he'd be when I was writing out my list of who I wanted to meet.
Is that a quote?
No.
I thought it was within the realm of possibility that she said that out loud.
I know.
Back at the beach, Brayden's spiraling. I think
he's
we knew
crying.
How this would go at this point. And I think also we know he's getting a rose from the producer somehow. There's no way they're letting Brayden go at the next rose ceremony.
They can't let him go. Brayden is just talking about how he wants to be chosen. I'm really feeling for him here. I really am. I feel bad for the guy. I think it's genuine. Maybe the only genuine person on this beach, to be honest.
I unironically agree with you because
maybe the only genuine person on his season. Remember on his season when everyone was mad at him because he was saying the true things out loud?
Yeah.
And now, again, he might be the only one here really being reasonable. And he's not going to find love. It's sad.
Yeah, this is Brayden in Paradise, formerly known as the Rose Cast, where we just talk about how Brayden's feeling and how he's right.
Great Brayden's being.
On the date, Tanner twists a cheers into a kiss. I will admit, this is a very hot couple, and they match up well, even better than Kat and Brayden, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he came here for her, more or less.
Yeah, he did. Well, out of the people that are on the beach currently, she was the top of his list, but who knows who is actually at the top of his list? We'll find out in a couple weeks.
It's very interesting how these things that everyone is openly discussing in previous seasons have been massive scandals.
Yeah.
Who was not Dean, but the Dean type guy, Blake, other Blake. Stagecoach. That whole stagecoach thing. The whole season was
Blake.
You came here for someone.
Stagecoach.
Now it's just out in the open.
Yep.
So they're making out, and Brayden senses it from when Tarkin blew up Alderaan, and Obi-Wan had to sit down. He's like, "Holy shit, a disturbance in the
happening.
Force. Something happened. Everything okay, Brayden? No, something big just happened." So Brayden had a tough time when he felt that in his soul.
Tough time. He really did.
It came through his dream catcher earring into his heart. then we cut to everyone laying around dozing off. Another couple's recap.
Dozing off. Everyone's booed up at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I found, actually, there was a funny moment here. Mercedes is looking around. So Mercedes is supposedly with Will. She's looking around. She's sitting next to Will, and she goes, "Damn, everyone's coupled up." And then she realizes that she's also coupled up, and she's like, "Yeah, thankfully I got Will over here." Then she looks around and is like, "Who almost blew that cover I have going on?"
Mercedes.
"Damn, this sucks. Everyone's coupled up. You're supposed to be in a couple." Well, Mercedes.
Will tried to, like, he gave like a speech as if they were the only, it was a speech where it's just us two, but everyone was just sitting around listening to his speech. You give like a state of the union on their relationship. Nothing could ruin Will's day except for Tyler Norris.
Mm-hmm. Jacked up.
According to Tyler Norris, the beach is really missing Tyler Norris. Flex. Tyler 2.0.
He's feeling good, Rim. He got dumped by Rachel on the beach. Humiliating scene on Jersey Shore or wherever the hell they were in front of his family. He got jacked up. He loaded up.
Let me ask you a question. Who did he leave Paradise with? Because you seem to have skipped the Paradise portion of his biography.
I don't remember him on Paradise. Was he on Paradise last year? Who did he go?
I don't know. I don't know.
So this is his third season?
This is his third overall season.
Interesting. Well, so he had a rough season one with Rachel. Rough Bachelor in Paradise. Now he's back, jacked up. Third season, higher on the pyramid than ever.
Aaron B. says Tyler is, quote, dial padded up. And he said it in a way that I don't know. He said it like it's a common phrase.
I had to listen to it two or three times.
Well, he's dial padded up.
Did he say dial padded up?
Like a dial, like a phone dial pad. That's like abs.
Dial pad.
P-A-D. Dial padded.
Okay, I thought he meant padded up. P-A-T-T-E-D.
It made no sense
either way to me.
He said it like it's a common phrase. It might be. I'm old now, but Aaron doesn't rip off jokes. He was just like, "Well, he's dial padded up. This is
dial padded up. You can
fact.
Phone a friend from his ads." He said.
Beep 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 beep. Rachel happy to see Tyler. She's with Sean, but would be more than happy to upgrade. Maybe add some mass to her diet. Get a little more. Well, I won't go that far, but yeah, this would be an upgrade.
Is there unfinished business in Paradise between these two, Rim?
I'm sure you wondered that at the time. The answer is no, apparently. Mm-hmm. Rachel is a non-factor through three episodes.
You know, I should make a list of the most embarrassing people on Paradise right now. The people I feel most embarrassed for.
It's Rachel.
She'd be very high up.
Yeah.
Well, no, her and Will, obviously. Will and her. Yeah. Be top of the list, but tough scene for a bachelorette. Really tough.
He said something actually, "You haven't been on a date," and she was like, "I know, isn't that crazy?" Well,
I think this might be. I think she might be the bottom of the bachelorette pyramid. I can't envision anyone else coming here and this being what happens to them.
Yeah, it's tough.
She's a non-factor on the
She's
beach.
A total
cares.
Non-factor. Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, Becca wasn't really doing anything, but. She was still, like, anytime she walked in her room, it was like, "Oh, shh.
Yeah.
Becca's here." Oh. She came out of her quarters. Rachel's living with everyone else, with the common folk.
She's down there on that nasty-ass
it's
day
tough
bed.
It's tough to see. It's really tough to see.
To think Sean is funny.
Get up there on the top bunk.
Get on the top bunk. Jess is with Tyler. She sounded kind of committed to Blake Moyne. She said she was open, but she sounded like she liked
I don't
Blake
know.
Moyne.
I'm concerned about that.
Oh, really?
I don't think she's committed to him.
Well, the option is now gone. The Tyler option is now. I guess
yeah,
she also
more.
Wanted Tanner, too.
She wanted Tanner, she wanted Tyler. Yeah.
Mercedes and Tyler. As expected, I wrote, she is more open than Will probably would be to a potential date. And I was surprised when Tyler chose her.
What did you think about Sean saying, "I pride myself on reading body language"? Did you think anything about that, Rim?
Yeah, I thought that was one of many Sean statements that he didn't intend to be funny, but came off as like, are you serious?
Funny. I'm actually glad, I think it was Mercedes called him out, because I didn't, he says so much shit that's dumb and like,
just
I don't
time
even,
filling.
He's just saying stuff. He says stuff that's so dumb that I didn't even catch this. She goes, "Wait a second, did you just say... You say you pride yourself on reading body language? Is that what you just said?"
And they were just talking and laughing. It was obvious that it was going well. He's like, I think it's going pretty well, guys. Like, no shit, dude.
I pride myself on reading body language.
Tyler chooses Mercedes, which was perfect for my liking because the roller coaster continues perfect. For Will.
Mercedes, I mean, she may as well have pushed herself off of Will to catapult herself out of the seat to get up faster to accept that role, to accept this date.
Which, again, you knew this was going to happen because of how they got together. Will, anyone could have said hi to Will, and he would have cried in their arms. Mercedes always seemed like she liked him, but, you know, I'll take the rose too while I'm at it.
Mm-hmm.
Will was head over heels for Mercedes instantly, and Mercedes was just kind of not, I suppose.
I liked how at this moment, Sean goes and sits next to Will as Tyler has taken his girl and goes, well, you know, you know how this feels with your girl being stolen. It's no big deal.
He's used to it.
You know how this is.
What did you think of the Sam bowel movement segment? Hasn't had one in 9 days. We had the doctor come on. The doctor gave the confessional. I thought that was kind of, you know.
I like Dr. Kelly Tanbrink. I do like him.
He had good bedside manner, I thought.
I would prefer him to be on the show more often, in fact.
Yes.
Overall, I enjoyed the segment. I found it entertaining.
But this one.
This segment. Yeah, maybe I would like it to be one segment.
Contained.
Or maybe a short thing later, but I don't like that it's going to next week too.
Truly staggering that there is no resolution to this within the episode. Like I mentioned,
is this a real
felt,
thing? Can anyone confirm if poo babies are a real thing? Surgically having to remove. This can't.
You don't.
Be, right?
You don't want.
Is that a real doctor?
You don't want you don't want the answer. You don't really want to know this stuff.
I don't want to see pictures or anything,
no,
but I'd
no,
like
but
to know.
You don't
want to
know details.
Real.
You don't even want to know.
I don't want details. I just want
to
know, is this
it.
True or not?
Yes, these things happen.
Okay. And you have to go into the doctor and get something surgically removed from you, a poo baby. That sounds like a disaster.
Well, it's not, maybe not what you think. It doesn't matter. We're moving on. This happens in
I'd like to move
other
on.
I saw a headline like previous Paradise cast members said like I got constipated down there too.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. We're moving right into an ad break, maybe for Benefiber.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Kat and Tanner return after their date, and Brayden pops up to pull her.
Kat and Tanner are holding hands, but they drop hands before they're in the vision of anyone else.
That matters.
Note that for later.
Yeah. Kat explains, she says, Brayden, listen, being around a hoss like that, a real man, a clean-shaven man, made me realize what I want in life.
Did you notice Brayden had his sad earrings on rim? No dangle, just sad.
Oh, really?
Sad, pathetic, regular black earrings. Nothing special, nothing dangling.
Funeral earrings. Just
funeral, sad Brayden earrings, yeah.
They did a flashback to their time together at, later in the episode, and I missed it, but he had some beautiful canary yellow, not like canary gold, but canary yellow, bright yellow earrings when they were kissing in the pool. She didn't know what she had with him.
She'll realize eventually. Tanner's just like, he's just a tall version of a bunch of other guys. Braden is one of a kind, Rim.
One of a kind. One of a kind. You won't be bored from a different cloth. You're going to be so bored with Tanner in 2 days.
Tanner's boring. Tanner's boring.
No offense to Tanner, who I like.
Same here.
I do. I like him. I like him. Kat tells Braden that her feelings are effectively capped for him. She has maximized all the possible desires she could have for him, and it's not enough to keep going.
Yeah.
Braden asks, what changed?
She goes... This part's good, too. A lot of good parts. Yeah. She's like, you wouldn't believe how little I thought about you on this day today. Listen, I figured it out the moment I stepped off this beach, and I didn't think about you one time. I mean, until it's right crazy how little I thought about you.
Even when
Tanner was given his interviews and I had some downtime to all to myself, I still didn't think about you. It is insane.
Just thought about Tanner. Yeah.
I just wasn't. I actually, and if you weren't here, I probably would have never thought about you again, in fact.
Watching that scene and listening to what she was saying, it felt, nothing really jumped out. But when you say it out loud, it's like, that's maybe like the rudest thing you could say to someone.
That's the meanest thing I've ever heard.
You could have died and I would not have even broke my stride. I was thinking about you so little. I would have continued with my day. And he was like, that's tough to hear.
That's really tough to hear.
I didn't expect that. I thought you liked me a little more than that, but I guess not. I'm not even a thought.
Not a thought.
So baby boy Braden spent all week fantasizing about their future, making plans, and now he's nothing to nobody. Except
for
the boys.
To nobody. Except the boys. Aaron and Braden are becoming fast friends, which I love to see.
Which Aaron?
Little odd couple. Black Aaron.
Okay. Aaron S. was also on his side. He welled up a little bit thinking about that beautiful moment when they... I'm glad they showed us the last week's rose ceremony. Because it really was a great...
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to hug me. And she's like, no, I'll hug you. He's all sweaty and they kiss. I mean...
Folks on the beach are starting to think Kat might be just doing... might have done all that for the rose rim.
I tend to agree.
The fact that she said she didn't think about him one time lets you know she did not really care for the man.
Not even a little bit. She's making out, having fun. I can't blame her. Crawling on top of the Braden tree.
The Tanner tree. Time.
Now she's on the Tanner tree.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will is the one who stated that clearly. He thought that Kat was playing Braden for a rose. He thinks it's all an act.
Well, Will knows a person.
He would know.
Will knows a person that's here just to get a rose. He can spot that. He doesn't do anything about it, and he will give you a rose, but he knows when that is happening.
Anything on Kat, Jess, and Kylie talking?
Not really. Just, Braden's hurting up there. He's really hurting. A lot of us think you did this to Braden just to get the rose. And that sends Kat to Braden to talk. Another conversation.
Were you surprised by Kat's reaction to... Kat seemed to feel inconvenienced by... She felt as though once you tell Braden it's over, which she did in no uncertain terms, that the fallout should not... affect her going forward in any way.
I'm on Braden's side, obviously. So
you yourself are sulking at this moment.
Yeah, I was hurting. So yeah, I didn't love what she was saying.
About Braden.
I don't remember what was going on here, but I wrote, is Braden one of the wisest souls to ever walk this beach? I don't remember what was going on. I wrote that.
I don't think he said anything particularly wise to Kat, but his posture and his face, he was putting on a strong front and he came off as weathering the storm a little bit.
Yep.
How about Mercedes and Tyler's day?
Just two hot people hanging out, having fun.
I can already tell Mercedes is done with Will by the tone of her voice.
You think, Grim? She says, he makes me feel really excited and giddy. I like this feeling. I haven't felt this in a while.
And then she'll, oh yeah, Will's a very special person. Will is a nice, just kind of goes down an octave. Will is good. Will
Tyler
is a good guy.
Tyler gives her a feeling that she hasn't felt in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's supposedly with Will. He has never made her feel that way, is what I can gather there.
She was big into signs all day. Oh, the shooting star, that must mean something good. And mm-hmm. then the raccoons. I can't think of a less romantic
sign than a raccoon. Sign.
That's a trash-eating thief of an animal. That's not something you want at your first date.
Why are people out here thinking raccoons look cute?
I think Mercedes might be.
Mm. I think there's some out there that think raccoons are cute, Rim.
They are literally, they have like bandits, like a mask thing over their eyes. They look like an old cartoon bandit.
Have you ever seen a raccoon's fingers and toes?
Sure have.
They'll give you nightmares. They'll give you nightmares.
Anyway, there were a couple things here that were, I didn't buy anything Tyler was saying for the most part. The only thing I believed that were coming out of Tyler's mouth was anything bigging himself up where he's like, you never know what's going to happen with Paradise. I mean, even Tyler's here. how'd they get that guy, right?
How'd they get Tyler? Can you believe it?
I would say Tyler lied to Mercedes' face when he said, the reason I came to Paradise is because I watched Zach's season and thought you were gorgeous. I just didn't believe it.
No.
I'm not buying it.
No. Lie detector test right now. It just seemed insincere.
He seemed like an insincere.
That's fair.
That's how I felt. I'm sorry. I like the guy. Of course.
Of course. No disrespect.
Of course. And then Mercedes says Tyler was number one on her list, which I don't really believe either.
I don't know that I believe any of these people on their list.
Tyler and Avon are friends. They discussed matching up with Mercedes and Kylie, who are also friends. Where I'm from, in the old days, in the Paradise days of yore, this would be considered a major faux pas. Now it is just how business is done. Mm-hmm. The date went well. They kiss. Great kiss.
They didn't just kiss. They kissed.
They have a good kiss chemistry. Maybe it's Tyler. Maybe it's both of them.
Insane,
but this was
kiss
big
chemistry.
Time stuff from them. And then at the top of the stairs later.
She said, I felt like I was in a rom-com, which is basically the whole point of the show. To make you feel like you're in a rom-com.
Unfortunately, I've never seen a rom-com where people are taking naps constantly. Cut to Will crying.
Super sad music playing.
Just walking along the beach. Blake thinks Will is done for, out of roses. Wells builds him up a little bit, but I don't know if it'll be enough.
I have to agree. I just can't envision this guy getting a rose. I really can't.
I would have to go down the, you know, there's no free agents right now.
We're going to have some more girls come in, I assume, next week.
This might be a save Will. You know how when someone looks like they're going home, they send someone else down like in the middle of the night.
Sure.
Hopefully we get that.
Oh, you think he's...
I think he's a savable character.
You think
character.
He's worth saving?
Yeah, I like him a lot. Mm. I love this up and down thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good
but
point.
But he might not be that valuable to the show. Mercedes and Tyler return. What did you make of the decorum or lack thereof displayed by these two?
Well,
sensitivity.
They get to the top of the stairs before they walk in, and they're doing another very hot makeout.
It was crazy hot.
Then they immediately walk in, so everyone knows they've been kissing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Probably got lip gloss on his lips. Their hair's disheveled a little bit. And they walk in, and they're holding hands, and they walk all the way up to the people holding hands. You want to talk about decorum? That ain't it.
I don't know. I feel bad. I just felt bad for Will.
Have a little respect for other people.
Just a little.
By
just not, much.
Not holding hands in that scenario until we can have a conversation. That's That's in the rule book.
Fingers interlocked. Knuckle to knuckle. This was not palm to palm.
There should be no hand-holding when you walk back on the beach. Mm-mm. Period. Mm-mm. I don't care who you are, Tyler.
Well, it's Tyler Norris. Keep that in mind. Not even for Tyler Norris? Anything on Mercedes and Will?
Mercedes says, I have a lot of things to think about, and she wants to sleep on it and feel the vibes tomorrow, and Will...
Another lie.
Will buys this? I don't know. Will, I guess, ends that conversation and is like, I guess I'm still in the running. I don't know why he thinks that, and I don't know why she said that either.
I'm glad
why did she say that?
I'm glad she said it, because this is a man you need to let down gently, given his recent history here. She says, I got to think about it, and he's like, that's not the news I wanted to hear. And I thought, well, good thing she didn't tell you the real news, which is that it's over. And you're never going to talk to her again.
The vibes I can confirm will not be good tomorrow between you and her. I can confirm that.
She put her hand on his shoulder like a coworker after a bad presentation. Like, next time.
You'll get him next time.
Yeah, pal. It was a big pal shoulder move. Adding to this was Olivia really celebrating Will's demise. Olivia and Will were 3 episodes ago and like 4 couples ago. Move on. That's what I think.
As a guy that is enjoying Will being put through the ringer,
I
also enjoy people laughing at his expense behind the scenes. That's something I enjoy.
I just
don't sue me.
I like it too, but I feel an instinct to want to defend Will. Call me Aaron S. You can be Aaron B. Lastly, we end with Sam and Wells explaining her medical condition.
I don't care about this. We already got the gist of it.
I liked what Aaron activities.
I like what Aaron did.
Yeah.
Aaron brought a bunch of food that you think about would help her. Coffees and olive oils.
Olive oil. I don't know about the tacos, but I'm not the paramedic.
Tacos probably a bad idea.
Some stretching exercises.
I made me like Aaron more. This whole thing makes me like her more. I just wish we would have had this resolved instead of knowing we're gonna get 30 minutes next week of this.
Yeah.
Which I don't care about anymore.
I would have preferred a rose ceremony to end this episode, not a poop ceremony.
I don't think we're anywhere near a rose ceremony.
No.
We might not get one next week for the hell of it. I mean, there's more people coming still, I assume, and dates.
Yeah.
We got another day between the rose ceremony.
Well, there's only one episode a week. So the cadence is halved. Mm-hmm. I think Sam and Aaron are now closer than ever. And I think if she stays, which is a big if, because this
big
is not
if.
A joke.
No, it's not a joke at all.
I think they might be an actual match. I mean, let's say she stays.
Yeah.
Given what transpired with her and Aaron here, I can't envision her leaving to go on a date with someone else, and the same with him. This is
you've been through something together.
This is a bonding experience.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yes, I think we're landing in the same spot on that. We're both annoyed that this is continuing for next week. This is now the number one thing to discuss with Paradise moving forward is what's going on with Sam's bowels.
Mm-hmm.
Gross. How about pyramid talk?
You
couple
want
big
talk?
Arrivals, yeah.
Let me start with some movers and shakers first, Rim. First, we have Sam. She's moving up a little bit, up a tier to the extras. She was in the Nobody Cares. She's in the extras now. She got
undeniable.
A full, basically an hour of episode
she's
and,
got a couple
and
full
continuing
things,
next. So you got to move her up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Important role players. Olivia, she's moved up in my list because I like her. And I think she adds entertainment with her cutscenes. I know you don't think the same, but
no,
she's moved
up.
No,
I do. I think she adds entertainment. I think she's the biggest hater of all time. That's all.
She's the biggest hater on the beach. The biggest hater on the beach can't be in the Nobody Cares tier.
Not
or the
at all,
extras.
No.
She's moved
essential
up.
To this season.
She's essential. She's moved up to the important role players. Will has also moved up.
Shout out Will.
He's so sad. It's working. He's in the stars now, Rim. He was in the important role players. He's now in the stars. Okay. I care about Will. New addition to stars is Tanner. 28,000 followers. Very tall. Eliminated week 5, I believe. He's a name. He's a star. Next up, superstars.
Let me stop you there. Eliminated week 5. I think he was on the cusp of going to hometowns. Tanner.
I don't know what weeks are what.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to elaborate. She had a shorter season, and I think he was the fifth person,
that's
or
fair.
Maybe even the fourth.
Mm.
Because she kept that cheater for him.
And then, I believe
the guy explained, hey, by the way, I'm a big-time cheater.
Oh, what was his name? Xavier? I wonder if Xavier's going to be on the beach. Isn't he supposed to be on the beach? I think he is.
I sure hope.
In the superstars is Kat. She moved up. 43,000 followers now. Dumped Braden. If she dumped Braden, you're going to move up a tier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last addition to the pyramid, filling an empty level of the pyramid, it was deserted up until now, is the super duper star, Tyler.
Wow.
115,000 followers, went to hometowns, hilariously dumped in the front of his family. Big fan favorite after the breakup.
Yeah.
Don't remember his Bachelor in Paradise, but apparently he was here.
Definite
consideration.
Yeah.
If he had current arms and Tanner's height, he probably would have been the Bachelor, to be honest.
They like tall guys.
And you can kind of tell when someone walks on the beach if they're a little bigger than everyone else. And Tyler is that, okay? He felt like it felt big when he walked on that beach. Mostly
yeah,
probably
physically
because
big. You mean like
no, I'm talking arrival. a big moment. Now most of that, now that I've listened to you talk,
yeah, it felt big because he goes, "This is a big moment."
Most of it probably came from him.
Yeah, it was his own hype man.
He hyped me up, but in my head, he felt big when he came down there.
The boys,
and that's
back.
It. The rest of the people stay in the same tiers. Tippy Top, Blake Moynes, Rachel. Everyone else is still in the
Where
same.
Where did Tanner
tiers.
Go?
He's in the stars.
Gotcha.
He's
okay.
Along with Sean, Kylie, Will.
Yeah.
All those guys.
Any other pyramid stuff?
I'm getting close to dropping Eliza.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Eliza
she
and
seems
Aaron
a little
not,
too gun shy.
Yeah, they're not. Nothing's happening there.
Yeah. Both of them, Aaron and Eliza, I'm getting close to moving them out of the superstars down to the stars, or maybe even the important role players.
That would be a big penalty.
A full couple move on the pyramid.
Yeah.
You together is so boring, you've moved down two tiers.
Rims rankings, Rims Paradise power rankings. This is just dudes. This is dudes only and guys I don't want to see... have their hearts broken.
Dudes only.
Dudes only.
Okay,
number,
give me the ranking.
Number four, I'll put Aaron B. Number three is Blake Moynes. Number
Aaron
two
B
is Braden.
Black Aaron, right?
Yeah, number two is Braden, and number one is Will.
Oh, Will's ahead of Braden.
I just wanted to come up with something to illustrate how into this Will up and down I am. It brings me a lot of joy seeing Will... extraordinarily sad, beyond heartbroken, beyond repair. And then when someone else comes along, man, we saw when Mercedes, you know, said hi to him and he just melted it with joy. He burst
he
into tears out of happiness. I want to see that again.
All right.
Quick mailbag. We got a couple things. This is from Damon in New York and touches on a topic we've discussed a few times. Just wanted to know if anyone else is noticing how little emphasis / screen time Rachel's getting this season. Feels like any other time a former lead is on the beach, a monumental deal is made out of it. Becca a couple seasons ago, Hannah Brown for literally half an episode this week. But so far, Rachel's gotten almost no screen time, and basically no one has mentioned her former lead status. On top of the fact she was the first one introduced on the beach, so she couldn't make a grand entrance / get a group reaction of awe, makes my friends and me think she pissed off production somehow, so they purposely took away her spotlight. Thank you, Damon. I agree with that theory. I think Rachel and production are not best of pals, and that is why they are presenting her as... just another cast member and not a BFD.
That's exactly what they're doing, is just another cast member is what she feels like.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Well, yeah, hey, you gotta be it's friendly with the powers if the people That's making true. The decisions if you want to.
That's true.
Thank you, Damon. This is Molly from Cedar Rapids. Do you guys think there will be a Golden Bachelorette season? And if so, perhaps a Golden Bachelor in Paradise next summer? 6 question marks. What do you think of a Golden Paradise?
Golden Paradise is interesting.
I bet they do more activities.
I mean, I'm not going to turn down a golden anything right now. Bachelorette?
Yeah.
Bachelor in Paradise? Whatever.
Golden Listen to Your Heart?
Listen to Your Heart? Winter
golden
Games?
Golden Winter Games?
Golden Games? Golden Winter Games?
Golden Winter Games.
Yeah. I'm interested. They're going to need to have that Bachelorette season first, though. I think Golden...
They will.
Don't you think Golden Bachelorette is pretty much a
lock? I think
lock
that's a lock.
With how successful
lock
Golden
at this
is.
Point.
It's yeah. a lock. One of these women's going to be the Golden Bachelorette.
No doubt. And maybe not. Maybe somebody else. It
maybe
doesn't matter.
Maybe that's they already have
That
someone.
Will be happening, yeah.
Yeah, no question.
I almost feel like you should set a new precedent with the Golden
Just choose someone
franchise,
brand new.
And it's got to be brand new every
Don't
time.
Don't even have people trying to be...
Exactly. But
what if you have someone so good that you need to make them?
I've yet to see that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's because these women aren't trying.
They're not trying, and
they're
only
trying
getting
to be
30 seconds an episode. Their dates are
well.
Are
why
four
would
sentences.
You be trying to be the Bachelorette if you're still in the running to be the wife of one
Gary.
Of the greats in American history?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have fun being the Golden Bachelorette and then being disappointed that none of them are as good as Gary.
Yeah.
Good luck with those B-tier guys. Yeah.
I might just talk myself into actually feeling bad for most of these women. Because they'll never be with Gary. And they've experienced Gary.
They would have been better.
The great
you know,
person.
It's better to have loved than lost than to have never loved before, that quote.
Yeah.
Not with Gary. It'd
not
be better
Gary.
If you never met
not
Gary.
Not with
you,
Gary.
So you don't have to live with that heart-shattering. Anyway, 704 area code. My favorite part of last episode was when you guys completely forgetting Zach Shallcross was in Rachel's final three. I think you mentioned like Rachel's something about Avon and Tyler and someone else from Rachel's season are all on the beach. And
Rachel,
I think you
who?
Said that, the Bachelorette.
Legitimately. Are you talking
no,
about the?
Come on!
Are you talking about the?
Don't do this.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about the lady on the beach? Is that who you're talking about?
The lady on the beach.
Is that who you're talking about?
Don't let her hear you say that.
Zach Shallcross was in her final three. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember his final three or hers. I think they both were. No.
If you're coming
seasons.
Here for historical accuracy,
you're not coming
keep
to
it
the
moving.
Right place.
You're in the wrong place.
We know a Thank lot about. Here's the things we know a lot about. In this franchise, listen to your heart. What's his name?
I
can't
it.
Remember his name anymore. Ben Higgins. We know a lot about Ben Higgins.
Yep.
And
not much else.
That's
I can't,
about it.
I
feel
don't know
like
where
I have a good grasp on Bachelor in Paradise more than anything. On what happened
and yeah,
on
you
Paradise.
Can't remember Big Tyler, the
I
team
think
man.
About I think about old boy bringing down that Pandora bracelet like a couple times a week.
Who was that?
I don't know his name, but he had a Pandora bracelet and he brought it to the beach.
Must have been a couple
a
seasons
present.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a couple seasons ago.
Thank you, 704. 719 area code sent us the you might not be familiar with this, but Flight of the Conchords had a song many years ago called "The Kiss Is Not a Contract." Which is kind of what we were discussing with how big a deal they were making. 719 area code. People are acting like these kisses are contracts on the beach, and they're not. Fly the Conchords, great show. 773-234-7794. Well, what do you think about the Braden Cat thing? Send us your thoughts. Or Mercedes, Will, Tyler?
What about just Will thoughts?
Yeah, do you like the? You gotta like this Will thing. I can't imagine
you
people
like Will?
Are tired of Will. I think, yeah. Yeah.
You guys like Will?
Where do you stand on Olivia? Entertainment, or is she going too far with the?
Yeah, we
praying on my downfall. 773-234-7794. Any headlines of the week? Any ratings extravaganzas we need to discuss? Do you know how the ratings are for this season of Paradise?
Listen, I don't care about that. If you're not watching Golden Bachelor and you didn't hear those headlines, that's the smash hit, Rim. You should be watching that. So if you're watching Bachelor in Paradise and not Golden Bachelor, you're crazy. Okay?
Yeah, no offense, of course.
No disrespect. Yeah.
Okay, that's all we have. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Have a heavenly day.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.